have no right to walk through the field. That's because walking through a field ruins the field. Mishum the kosh of davsha. The more you trot over a field, you ruin the field. The field is supposed to be planting, plowing, not for trotting over it. But to walk through a house, what's the big spiel? A house is meant to walk through. So maybe there, since you own the bor and the dus, maybe you'd have a right to walk through the house also. Kamash malon, that's where I need the two mishnayos in. So again, maybe it's not the machlekes all over Shas, whether buying yofa or buying ra, maybe it's a special machlekes only over here, whether the moichu wins out with his taina, he doesn't want to have to fly to the bor, or does lakech win out, he doesn't want somebody trotting through his fields. So again, you have no proof. The Gemara says, true, but Ela may seifa. I'll bring a proof from the seifa. It says again in the next Mishnah over there, it says also the same seifa like us. What's going to be? Mochol yachar. Let's say when you have your field, you only sell the boar, or you only sell the shoivich, or you only sell the gas to somebody else. Since you sold to somebody else the gas, the vine vat, you for sure also gave him the right to walk through your field to get there. He doesn't have to buy the rights of the field. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say no. Sarach, that yes, the one that buys the vat has to also buy separately the right to use the path to go through the field. So the question is, Hasu Lamali, what do we have to have the sefer over there a second time? We learned it already, Hainuach. That's the sefer of our Mishnah over here, about a bias. So why does it repeat itself later? Elalah, since it repeats itself, isn't it coming to teach us that Hokamashmalan? It's saying it over the teachers another Kiddush that the Rabbi Kiva Sovar Moicha B'yayin Yofa Moicha. Rabbi Kiva Sovar is not stam that the Moicha Lokeach HaZataino, I don't want somebody walking through my field. No, Rabbi Kiva Sovar is like the Sovar all over that when you sell something, the seller gives it away B'yayin Yofa. He gives away as much as possible. Rabbon and Savri Moicha B'yayin Ram Moicha Shema Mina. That's a good proof. And if you're not going to say that's the machlokes, so it's an extra Mishnah later. Why does it have to repeat itself again over there to say that also if you sell to somebody else, the machlokes again, whether you have a right to use it or not? So the extra time is learning to teach us that the machlokes are not stamped svaras over here, whether you go boss to the tainus of the moicher or the tainus of the lokeach, but rather it's a svar all over. So the key holds when you sell something, you sell it b'yayin yofa with a good eye, as much as possible is included. And according to Chum, it's the opposite. It's b'yayin ra moicher, leave over for yourself as much as possible. Itma, we learned. Rav hu nirama rav, halacha k'divrei chachamim. We pass like the chachamim that when you sell something, you sell it b'yayin ra. You only sell what you said you're selling him. So I'm selling you my bor, I'm selling you the dus, so that's all I'm selling you. But the rights to walk through to get there, that I'm not giving you. Halacha k'divrei chachamim, that the moicha gives it away b'yayin ra. For Reb Yirmiyah bar Abba Ramah Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Kiva, no, he passed on the halacha k'Rabbi Kiva. When the moicha sells something, min astam, we say when he meant to sell the boar, included in that sale is the right to get there. He also sold him the path to get to the boar. Oh, Malay Reb Yirmiyah bar Abba, the Rav Huna, I was in them sometimes, Sagiyim, when we're walking. Amri Sekaimah, the Rav, you said over the name of Rav. Hilchasuk Rabbi Akiva. Is it over Loch is like Rabbi Akiva? Yeah. Here's a kasha in Rav Huna. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba is asking Rav Huna that sometimes we're walking and we said over Loch is Rabbi Akiva. Lo Yom Aliv Lo Amid, you didn't say anything back. Mashmi, you were asking that the Loch is like Rabbi Akiva, that the Moicha sells B'yayin Yofa. So how come you, Rav Huna, just paskin Halacha K'divrei Chachamim? Omalei said back to him, Heche Tenisa, how did you learn? Omalei Ipcha Tenisa, you learned just the opposite. But you learned the Machlokes just the opposite way. Mishim Hochi L'yom L'chov L'midi. That's why I didn't say anything back to you. In other words, you said Halacha K'divrei Rabbi Akiva, but you learned Shana Rabbi Akiva that he holds B'yayin Ra Humoicher. It's so good, there's no Machlokes. I'm just saying Halacha K'divrei Chachamim because I learned the Machlokes like we learned it. That Rabbi Akiva holds the yain yofa humaycher, and the chama the one that says the yain ra you sell as least as possible. So therefore, when Rabbi Yirmiyah, when Rav Huna heard that's the name of Rav, also that la halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, but they learned shan Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva holds the moicher the yain ra humaycher, he kept quiet because the mice is the same thing. that the psak is, you, when the meicher sells, he sells as least as possible. He sells the piyayin ra meicher. And therefore the rights to the field is still over by the meicher, the meicher still has the rights. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Lay Mahazla Tamai, let's go according to their own tam. The Yomar of Nachman Omar Shmuel, Hoach and Shechoku. If two brothers divided up the Yerusha they got from the father, Hoachim Shechoku. They both divided up. So, Ein Lehem Loi Derech Zeh Al Zeh, they have no right to walk through one another's property to get to their property. For Loi Sulamit, they have no right to put ladders upon one another's walls. Zeh Al Zeh. For Loi Chaloinoi Zeh Al Zeh, they have no right to open up windows one against the other. For Loi Amas Hamayim Zeh Al Zeh, they have no right to use the water one over the other. The Rambam explains, means Achen Shechoku, means Shneyen Merchim Zelazer. Alright, turn over. Again, so here the Lachris again is the word that Achen, again, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Achen Shechoku, Enom Loderch Zelazer. The Rambam explains, Hakim Shechokim means Shneya Meichim Zezer. Achim, two brothers, Taras Yerusha, we are like Ein Breira, and therefore when they divide up, it's called each one is selling one to the other. It's like a regular sale. Therefore, Ein Lam Derech Zezer. Im Chokoi Shnei Sodes. Echon Noto Chitzon, Yechon Noto, one got the inside, one got the outside. Vienna Pnimi Yochol Ikonas Lasadeyu, El Derech Chitzon, Vederech Shoy Oviv Nichnas. The one that has the inside field can only get to it by walking through the outside field, is Ein La Lepnimi Derech Alachitzoin. The inside one does not have automatically the right to walk through. Why? Mishum Demoicha B'yayin Yofa Moicha. When I sold it completely. For Lo Yishaya Derech Liatzma. Didn't leave off anything for yourself. V'chivin Shemochol Eliyachin Chalka Shebechitzoin. When the inside one sold to the inside, he sold it B'yayin Yofa Moicha Loi. Kol Asada. V'ya Derech Lishaya Liatzma Mechira Zulklum. V'ayin Shmuel Atayim at the Postak Rebbe Kiva. And he sells it with a good eye. Then it says also they don't have that's a regular sale here, and therefore one cannot use the other one's property anymore. You can't like put your ladders, you can't open up windows one another. That if you have a window opened up and now I want to build up a wall right next to it, I have a right to. You have no right to stop me. I mean, there's no tightness of windows one against the other. It's like we're starting over fresh now. It's like a new sale. Yeah. And he says also, V'yaziru behen, be careful about things. Sha'alochas kibu asein. That means, Klarsham says, K'loi mashalocha kein, that's the alocha. So there's also the alocha that we hold, the moicha sells, the ayin yofa. Rav Amram says no, the opposite. Yesh lehem, they have a right to one another. Because Rav holds, when you sell b'yayin ra moicher. And therefore, you mishayin liyatzmoy, do you have the right to use the same way your father used it? So you have a right to walk through the property, you have a right to leave the windows there, you have a right to leave your ladder on the other ones. Sasta machlekes, Rav, and Rav Nachman. Smur says now, Rav Amram yesh lehem, Tzrich, we need both machlekes in. Diyashmina, you have to both say the locha both times. Diyashmina behi, become a rab, mishum diyom le bina lemedid bay, kiecha the dora bay avua. Maybe Rav only said it by Achin that divide up the father's Yerusha. Because the two brothers have a right to say now, we want to live here the same way our father lived also. Just like our father had a right to walk through the fields to get to the inside, he had his windows open, he had the ladder there, we also want to have the same way. Teda, bring your proof. The Siddur Pasuk says, the children should be just like the fathers. But in our case, maybe Rav hold like Shmuel. And yet, two different machlokes in here. Ba'ach and Shechoku, it's a new machlokes by itself. Therefore, we have to have the machlokes both places. But all Malay Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Hilchos Kavosin, or Hilchos Kavosin, who do we pass in like us or like them? Omalei said, Hilchos HaKavasaychu. The loch is like them. The Mekarviso Lebova the Reisha. Gelusa the Shchicha Daini. because they're close to what? To the Reish Kalusa, that the Shechir to Yonim over there. So what they're saying, Taker, is right. Rambam says, Hilchos Kavosin, the Mekarvim, what? Perish Kalusa, the Rav Nachman, Chosin, the Venasi, heavy. Rav Nachman was the Chosin, was the son-in-law of the Venasi. For Rogel, the Mokam of the Yonim, the Shechir of the Yonim, for Roa, Meister, Mechol Yoim, Herdaini. The kids, Rav Nachman, saw more of Sakim, saw more Din Tervis. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, that's Taker Alocha. Smell will hold more like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman like a paskin. Halacha kedivrich. Halacha kedivrich. Chomim. Nachman the one that says what? Amr Shul Achad Shchokiyah. Nachman the one that says fakeret that they sell it beyayin yofa who meicher and therefore they don't have a right to use one over the other. All right, stop here. Again, last Gemara again was, we had here a shout about what exactly Machloikis was. So more came out of Hilchus, like a Basad Magdilhitu, the Machus Labob of the Reisha, Galusa, the Shechichid, the Yonim. Yeah. Look like was Rav Nachman, yeah. Now, if we learn like this, Shnei Batim Zu Lefnim Mizu. There are two houses, one inside the other, Zu Lefnim Mizu. Now, Shneihem b'mecher, both of them sold it. Shneihem b'mecher, or else Shneihem b'matona, they were both given away for a present. So Shvam says it means zelifnim izu or drishes ha'pnimi alachitzim l'shus rabim. The one living on the outside, the one living on the inside, has to go through the outside house to go out to l'shus rabim. Now Shneihem b'mecher. Means Shemochron Diyachad Lashnei Ben Yodim. The one only in the inside and the one only in the outside, they both sold it together to two different people. Or Shnei Biyachad B'Maton. They both gave it away to two different people for a present. The Shnei Ben Yodim. So it says Alocha, Ein Lehem Derech Zeal Zeh. One does not have a right to use the Derech, one from the other. Shem says it means Ein Lehem Derech Lepnimi Alachitzen. The one that receives the inside house does not have automatically the right to walk through the outside house. Because just like the one that owned the inside, when he sold it with a good heart, like he sold the whole thing. So the one living on the outside, that Tzadik gave him, he gave up his rights. Is lechitza nami b'ayin yofa, yoyiv. The one living on the outside also sold it via in Yofa. Vizoven, and he sold the rights. Mikra Yain Ra Afilu Rabbonin. Yeah. So therefore, that they sold it, they gave away completely the rights. And therefore, the one on the inside now has no right to walk through the outside house unless he buys the Rishus, he has to get permission from him. So that's the loch of Ein Lehem Derech Zeh Zeh. Now, Kol Shechein for sure, Chitzen B'matono. Let's say the outside house was given away for present. Opinimi b'mecher, and the inside house was sold. So then for sure the same thing would be, that since he sold the inside one, he sold it b'yayin yofir, and therefore the one that receives it now like does not have the right to walk through the outside. So Shbam says, V'chol shchein chitzim ha-matono, devadai loitiyah ein of yofir eitzel loikeyach, for sure, we're not going to say he's nice to somebody that he sells it to, and somebody that he gives it to a present, he's not so nice. Because somebody giving a present, for sure you're going to be nice to. So therefore, if you gave the outside one away for a present, for sure when you gave away the outside, you gave him the complete rights to the outside house. Therefore, the one that gets the inside house does not have the right to walk anymore through the outside apartment. He'll have to buy the rishus to go through the outside apartment. That's called kol shchein chitzin b'matzon plimi b'mecher. What about the opposite way? Let's say chitzin b'mecher. Again, first there are these two houses, one inside the other, belonging to two people, and both of them now sell it to somebody else. So now what's going to be of chitzin? The one that owns the outside house, b'mecher. He sold his outside house to somebody else. Opinimi b'matona, the one that owned the inside house gave it away for a present. What's going to be in this case? So maybe the one that sells it like b'yayin ra, he does not give away, he does not sell him the derech for the inside one to go through. And therefore, since the inside one got a b'teras matana, maybe the one now living in the inside has the right to go through the outer property, to go out to Rishus HaRabim. So what's the loch in this case? So sof eminei ein lehen derech ve'al zeh. We thought to say no, still the inside one has no right to go through, because we say in both cases it's b'ayin yofer, that the one that got the outside one received it b'ayin yofer, he has all the rights to the outside house, and therefore the one on the inside has no right to walk through there. But the word says yishino v'loy, it's not true. Miloy tanan, didn't we learn before that b'med dvar mamurim, when was it said that we say b'ayin yofer hu meicher? B'med dvar mamurim b'meicher, when you're selling it. Avo b'noisein matone, noisein es kulon. When you give something away for present, you give away everything. A response is like this. B'med dvar mamurim, te pligi rabbonin, where do rabbonin argue? V'yamrin, they say, tzorach lakech ligach derech, that lakech has to buy his own road. Alva Meicher, like Sorech Mishum Debayin Ro Meicher, when the Rabbanan said that, Svara Hani Mili Meicher, only when it was sold. Alva Benoisen Matona, but if somebody gives something away for a present, Moide, the Rabbanan agree, Debayin Yofi Yoyev, when you give somebody a present, you mean to give it with a nice eye. Beyayin Yofi Yoyev, the Yoyev Gamma Tederech, and therefore you gave him away their path to go through. So Alma, what do we see? Rabbonin this svirulu meicher, b'yayin ra meicher, even the Rabbonin that hold, when you sell something, you sell it b'yayin ra, means you only want to give away as least as possible, you want to keep what you can keep back, still, gabi noisein, moide de b'yayin yofa noisein, when you give it away for present, you give away completely. Therefore, v'hilchach, here also hacha, loy mi boy the rabbon the yesh derach lepanimi ala chitzoin the gab chitzin shemoch le heavy ein loy heavy ein ra. According to the rabbon, it's for sure. According to the rabbonin, when you first sold the house to the outside one, you sold it the ein ra. That means you did not give him the derech of the inside one to walk through it. Therefore, when you sold the outside house to a new owner, that new owner owns the outside house, but he cannot stop the one from the inside walking through. Because when you sell b'yayin ra. Now the one that got the inside got it through a matana. There we say you noisim b'yayin toiv. So for sure the one that lives inside now has the right to walk through. That's according to the Rabbonin. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it will also be the same svara. That the ma'aseh, the one that gets a matana, it's more of an ayin toiv than the one that gets it through mechira. Therefore, here the inside one that received his b'teras matana would be able to walk through the outside house. So, what do we see from over here? Alma, we see man the yoyev matana b'yayin yofi yoyev. Somebody that gives away a present gives it away with a nice eye. He gives away as much as possible. So, achinam here also man the yoyev matana b'yayin yofi yoyev. He gave it to him with a nice eye. So, therefore, the person that received the inside house received the b'teras matana. The one that received the outside house bought it, was a mechira. So therefore, when you sold the outside one, you did not sell him the rights for the inside one walking through the path. Rather, who received the rights to walk through? The inside one that received the b'teras matana. Therefore, in this case, he has the right to walk through. Now the Mishnah says, ha-mechir es habayis, if you sell a house, so mochir es adelis. In a stam sale, when you sell a house, included in the house is the door. You also need to sell the door, minastam, the door is included. But not the key. You do not mean to sell the key also. I don't know if it's like our key now. It's a key that also part of the door. That you do not mean to sell along. Rashbam says why? Esadelis means the chola amachuba lekarka harayaka karka. The delis, the door that's attached to the karka, that's called like karka, that's called part of the house. That's part of the sale. Since the key you move around, that's not included in the sale. What about mocher es amachteshes? But you sell yishino to machteshes akvua. You sell a house, so you also mean to sell the grinder that's kavua, that's stationary. Rashbam says the karka. If it's attached to the ground, that's also included in the sale. Avoloyes amatatelis. If you have another grinder in the house that's movable, that's not included in the sale. Mocher Esar Srubil, Avoloy Esakilis. In the sale is Yisrubil. Rashbam says,